Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. Let's look at it together. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. Everybody say today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, everybody say today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Would you just give your neighbor a high five? We've already done that at the beginning today, but I liked it so we'd just give them a high five and tell them today is our day. Today is our day. Brother Ted, today is our day. Sister Sheila, today is our day. Sister Judy, today is our day. Amen. Sister Cherry, today is our day. Destiny, today is our day. Amen. Amen. Title of my message is simply this. It's a setup. It's a setup. And I'll just be bold enough to tell you at the get-go, everybody, have you ever heard of that word? At the get-go of this message this morning, if you will receive this word and take it for yourself, I promise you that this day can and will be a day of victory. Can you say amen? As you declare this word of God to be yea and amen in your life and that of your family today, including your puppy dogs and your kitty cats, you just watch the mighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Just watch how He will deal the death blow to an enemy that has been plaguing your life, that has been dogging your heels, riding your back, breathing down your neck, making your life miserable. And I can't think of any other way. I think that covers it all. Amen? In fact, can we agree together that today that we're going to put that thing that has been over our head to be under our feet today? Amen. Listen to our text of Scripture again. Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you've seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Now understand with me this morning that the Egyptians were their enemies. Moses is now about to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt and out of bondage where they had been slaves, you've got to realize this, for some 400 years. Now, I don't know what the Egyptians might mean to you today. It could be sickness. It could be financial trouble or struggle. It might be family strife or turmoil. It could be people who are trying to even destroy your life. Or it could be a habit or an addiction that you haven't been able to conquer. Whatever it is, I'm here to tell you that today is your day for victory. And that's if you will believe it and take it for yourself. Would you look at somebody and say, just take it for yourself? How many know that the devil is opposed to any of us having any kind of victory in our lives, Sister Sonny? He doesn't want anybody enjoying the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. And so after the children of Israel was thrust out of Egypt, Pharaoh decides he had made a mistake. And he wants them back, and now he's in hot pursuit of them. Over in chapter 14 and verse 3, Let's look what he says. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. In other words, Pharaoh is saying, I've got them right where I want them. Ha ha. They're trapped and there's nowhere for them to go. I've got them right where I want them. Now, most of the time, when you hear those kinds of words, it's because somebody really believes that they have somebody trapped or somebody surrounded or hedged in with no way of escape. It's because they believe that they have the upper hand and everything is in their favor. When somebody speaks those words, listen, it is with a sense of superiority and confidence and assurance. It's spoken with the sense that the other party is now at their mercy and now their fate is in their hands. And they have the power now to kill and destroy or save and keep alive. And that's exactly what Pharaoh was thinking. Now let me stop and ask you, how many times have you been at the place where it seemed like all hell had broken loose against you? I'm the only one, I guess, Sister Sunny and I. And you look around for help, but there's no help to be found. And it feels now like you are surrounded and the enemy is coming at you from every side. And then you hear this sinister voice of Satan laughing at you with the attitude of arrogance and self-assurance, saying, now I've got you where I want you. And I'd be willing to say that most of us have been there. Can you say amen? In fact, I may be just talking to some people this morning who are there right now. If so, listen to me. You are my assignment this morning. And I'm here to declare boldly the word of the Lord to you and to tell you things are not always as they appear. And that there is more to this than meets the eye. Woo! I could shout right now, Brother Gary. Amen, amen. That's all I'm you're getting out of me right now, okay. And if the Lord may do something now, you're going, all right. And if the truth be known, guess what? It's a setup. Would you look at your neighbor and tell him with an attitude, he said it's a setup. Did you say it with an attitude? Okay. Now, hear me this morning. I have enough faith to believe what looks like the worst circumstances that you have ever faced in your life, listen, is getting ready to thrust you into a brand new glory. And yes, a brand new anointing. And I'm talking about a new level of faith and power beyond anything that you have ever experienced before. Now, I know this might sound crazy, but some may need to thank those enemies for pushing you into your destiny. Many of us would not be here where we are here this morning if it wasn't for our enemies. Understand with me that everything the enemy sent to take you down, God can and will use it to lift you up. You need to hear me this morning. Don't give up on the brink of your miracle. God did not bring you this far to leave you. He did not call you out to walk on the water to let you drown. He did not save you and bring you out of the bondage and the slavery of Egypt, meaning Satan's kingdom, to let him devour you now. He loves you too much. I'm here to tell you, help is on the way, and it's closer than you think. Your Heavenly Father, listen, has heard your cry, and He has seen your frustrations. Many of us have frustrations that we're dealing with in our lives right now. And He's seen your tears, and I want to tell you, help is on the way. There is a miracle in the making. In our text, we see where the children of Israel found themselves in a predicament. I mean a bad, Brandon, situation. A trap, if you please. And I know as believers, yes, we're to be faith people. I know that. But let's just be a little honest with ourselves about this. We've all been there, Sister Sunny. We have all found ourselves in bad situations that we could not get ourselves out of. It seemed. Sometimes, guess what? It was because of foolishness on our part, or our wrong choices, our wrong actions, our wrong associations, or even wrong instructions. Now, I know what I'm talking about because I've been there and done that. But sometimes there is no other explanation but the devil. And I'm not saying that there's one behind every tree. But we do have an adversary who hates us and is intent on destroying our lives. You've got to realize you have an enemy. Now, whether it's physically or spiritually or financially or spiritually, whether it's emotionally, whether it's your marriage, your family, or even your own ministry, Jesus told us in His own words, the devil comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But whatever the reason, we know what it feels like to be caught up somewhere in something with no way of escape. Now, somebody I'm talking to this morning, you're in that place right now. And the temptation then is this. When we find ourselves in that predicament, we tend to be just like the children of Israel. And we begin to murmur and we begin to grumble and complain and start looking backwards towards Egypt. And yes, we begin to blame God for not making everything a bed of roses. Well, God, I thought when I got saved, it was just going to be a bed of roses. Well, you're sadly mistaken. And we even begin to call His love into question for allowing us to struggle and to suffer. And guess what? That becomes dangerous. But I want to remind you again this morning, it's a setup. Would you look at your neighbor, tell them it's a setup. Now, this is for somebody. You've been crying out to God for change. And it looks to you like, and feels to you like everything has taken one giant step forward from bad to worse to even impossible. But I'm telling you now, when you're down, down to nothing, remember God is up to something. Can you believe with me that God is getting ready to show up and show out on your behalf? Oh, yeah, there was a trap that was set, all right. But what we miss a lot of times is this one little thing. Now listen closely, here it is. The trap was not for the children of Israel, Brandon. It was for the Egyptians. The trap is not for you. The trap is for your enemies. God let your enemies think that you were trapped. God let your enemies see you cry. God let your enemies see your struggle and see your pain so they would get in the trap themselves. What I'm telling you today is this. I just happen to believe that God is getting ready to deal with your enemies. And God has been using, listen, this situation, this dilemma, this storm to draw your enemies together, to draw them out of hiding. Some of the ones that used to walk behind, around about you, talking behind your back, are now standing up in your face. And some of them that have been working in the dark, God is turning the light on and He's uncovering them. God is going to pull them out of their hiding places, and He's going to take care of them once and for all. Now, I'm not talking about flesh and blood. I'm talking about spirits. How about spirits of fear and doubt and lack? Did you know there is a spirit of lack that wants to stay attached to ourselves, to us? How about a spirit of lust, a spirit of intimidation that you're no good, a spirit of put down, a spirit of jealousy, and we could go on and on. Would you just declare this after me? Today is my day.
Today is my day.
Jesus loves us too much to leave us where we are. Amen. It was an impressive show of fierce military might and strength when Egypt came stampeding down on the children of Israel. All of the chariots of Egypt, 600, the Bible says, chosen chariots, captains in every one of them, all the chariots and the horsemen of Egypt with Pharaoh leading the charge. And they followed Israel into the midst of the sea with a taste of victory on their lips. They charged into the Red Sea, gaining on their prey. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt outnumbered? Have you ever felt outgunned? Have you ever felt like the underdog? Have you ever felt overwhelmed?
Once or twice.
Once or twice. Amen. Three times or more. You have to understand, in the natural, Israel could never outrun such a foe. All of them were walking, the old and the young men and women alike, babies and children, all were on their feet. They were no match for the great army of Egypt. 400 years, listen, as slaves, and they didn't even know how to fight. They had no chariots. They had no great weapons or artillery. But they had something that the great Pharaoh had forgotten about. They had God. Tell your neighbor, I've got God. Y'all doing good helping me preach today. You may have all the artillery, but I've got God. You may have all the odds in your favor, but I've got God. You may have all the plans and the strategies that you think how to win, but I've got God. You may have the courts on your side, but I've got God. You may have the bank, but I've got God. I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul wrote, recorded in Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. It says it like this: what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, what does it say? Who can be against us? It looked like it was over for Israel. Pharaoh's army was closing the gap. The children of Israel could hear the chariots rumble. They could hear the clatter of swords and the shields and the spears. Somebody under the sound of my voice this morning may just be in that same place right now. The enemy is so close, it seems. You can hear the rattle and the clanging of the artillery, and you can hear their voice. You can hear them talking behind your back. You hear people saying, oh, you'll never make it. It's too late. You've done too much. You're done for. You're mine. You can hear them making plans to take over. But my Bible says this in chapter 14 and verse 24. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and the cloud. And look what he did. And troubled the host of the Egyptians. Someone needs to hear this morning. The Lord has been looking. He has been watching the enemy. And he has been calculating their actions and their moves. And he has been observing the way they've been treating you. And he wants you to know he's taking it personal. The Bible says God troubled the host of the Egyptians. That word trouble here means to distract, to confuse, to disturb, to vex. In other words, what it means is this. Suddenly, there was dissension in the ranks, Brandon. They got confused and distracted, and they were irritated, and they became angry at each other. And then the Bible says, over in verse 25, and God took off their chariot wheels, that they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. That means that all of a sudden, the Egyptians have lost their momentum. Nothing is going the right way, their way anymore. Everything that was working for them is now working against them. Nothing is turning out the way they planned. I'm trying to tell somebody that God is working on it right now for you on your behalf. God is pulling off their wheels. That ought to be part of our prayer every morning. God, pull the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots today on my behalf. God is frustrating your enemies. They can't figure it out. Their hexes, their vexes aren't working. Their powder, their power, and everything else isn't getting the job done. They're scratching their heads now and trying to figure out why it's not working anymore. They're getting frustrated and they're angry and they're starting to fight now with each other. And I believe the Egyptians suddenly got a revelation. This is not us. This is not our bad planning. This is not our mismanagement. This has to be their God. God is fighting for Israel. Let us flee from the face of Israel. Now, I know we talk a lot about being good soldiers. Amen? And fighting the good fight of faith. But there are those times, listen, where God Almighty steps in and he says, honey, let me handle this. You just stand still and I'm going to take care of this one for you. If you're here this morning and you've been fighting the good fight of faith and you've been doing everything that you know how to do, but it doesn't seem like anything has changed, then you just know, as one of God's children, your Heavenly Father is going to step in and take over. Can you let him do that today? That means you got to surrender to him. And he's going to fight your battle for you and give you the victory. Now, I found where the Bible says this in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 7. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and watch this, and flee before thee how many ways? Seven ways. Listen, some of us would just be happy right now just to see our enemies running away from us. But you got to understand this. You got to listen to this. If your enemies simply run away, they're going to return again to fight you another day. What I'm trying to tell you this morning is that God is just not wanting to give you a Rolaid or a Tums or a Tylenol with a Dr. Pepper for temporary relief. And if Sister Lydia was listening, it would be a Diet Coke. God wants to give you some permanent victories in your life. Verse 13 says, "For the enemies, the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more."
Yeah.
For today? No.
Forever.
You may be one who has fought the same battle now for years, over and over repeatedly. And you have been around the same mountain, it seems, again and again. You have walked through the same fire time and time again. You've had some relief, but you've never had total victory. I want you to know that today can be the day for victory and not relief. I said victory and not relief. And yes, Brother Gary, how about a day of peace? A day of victory and a day of peace. Can you just holler out peace today? Peace. Now, I want to declare boldly to you again and tell you that I happen to believe God is setting you up. In one moment, the Egyptians realized it's a trap, and they turned to run for their lives. And then in verse 27, we see where God tells Moses to stretch out his hand over the sea, and the waters came again, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Verse 28. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all of the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. I'm telling you, he does a pretty good job when he does it. He doesn't do anything halfway. Listen now, in the same place where the enemy said, "I'm going to finish them." In the same place where the enemy said, "I've got them right where I want them." In the same place where they said, "They'll die at my hand." In the same place, God dealt the death blow to Egypt. And so I'm here to tell you this morning that God has been setting somebody up for a once and for all victory. And I know you didn't understand why you had to go through what you had to go through. And I know you wondered why it seemed like the enemy had you surrounded. And why it seemed like your enemies had the upper hand. And why it seemed that they were going to destroy you. But I want to remind you again, it's just a setup. Look at somebody, tell them it's just a setup. In fact, let's just go ahead and let me tell you something. It's a setup for a takedown. I said it's a setup for a takedown. God is not just wanting to pull you out of the fire today. He's not just wanting to deliver you from the lion's den. He's not just wanting to give you your temporary relief or make your enemies run away. God said today is a day for permanent victory. I must be preaching good. I'm spitting pretty good up here. Can you build your faith enough to believe that on this Sunday morning, that April 16th, 2023, is your day to put it under your feet once and for all? This is our day for total victory. There remained not so much as one of them. Amen. In a moment's time, everything changed. In a moment's time, things can change for us. Pharaoh, with Egypt in all of her military might, with all of her pomp and splendor. Egypt, the nation that dominated, intimidated the Israelites for over 400 years. Egypt, the nation that held them in slavery and bondage and made their lives miserable, now lay dead at the bottom of the Red Sea. And I cannot say this enough. Please take this as your word today. God says it's a setup, and He's going to fight this battle for you. And here we go now. Watch this. This is all He needs from you. This is all He needs from you. All He needs from you is to praise Him while He works. And while you're praising, guess what? He's looking, Sister Brianna. He's looking. And while you're praising, He's troubling your enemies. And while you're praising, He's taking the wheels off of the chariots. And while you're praising, He's turning the Red Sea loose. And while you're praising, He's drowning your enemies. I told you it was a setup for a takedown. While you're praising God this morning and this afternoon and tonight, guess what? He's taking down your enemies. Can you declare then that even our debt or even that lack is going down? I can. I can. I declare that debt is going down. Can somebody grab this for yourself today? Sickness is going down. Habits are going down. Addictions are going down. Marriage problems are going down. Fear is going down. Worry is going down. Oppression is going down. God said He's taking them down, and all you have to do is praise Him. As I bring this to a close then this morning, let me ask you, are there by any chance any real praisers in the house today? Woo! If so, as you leave today, can you begin to praise Him for the setup? Can you just begin to praise Him for fighting your battles? Praise Him for knowing what He's doing, even when it don't make any sense. Praise Him like your enemies are drowning. Praise Him for that stronghold of not enough is coming down. I don't want to ever stay in that land of not enough. Or even just enough. Well, Pastor, I just want just enough to pay my rent, pay my bills, and buy a little food, and that's all. No! Don't stay there. You want to be in that land of more than enough where you can bless somebody else. Amen. We don't give under the law. We give because it's a principle of God's blessing in our lives. And I'm here to tell you, if you're not giving, you're not going to get blessed. Because that's God's principles in this body. That was free. That was free. That enemy of intimidation, of always putting you down, making you feel less about yourself, it's going down. And all He's looking for from you and from me is to praise Him while He works on your behalf. Now, as I was reading this again, this story, I saw a particular phrase that just seemed to jump off the pages at me. Exodus 14 and verse 8. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. Watch this now. And the children of Israel, what did they do? They went out with a what? With a high hand. Woo! Went out with a high hand. Went out with a high hand. That means they went out with their heads held high, yes, bold, in your face, proud, because, watch this, because they knew who they were and they knew whose they were. Psalms 105 tells us the story. It says in verse 37, He brought them forth also, watch this, with silver and gold. Well, Pastor, I don't want any of the world's goods. Fine, you stay just like you are. Look how far it's got you this far. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Verse 43, and I love this one. In Psalms 105, it says, And he brought forth his people, how? With joy. With joy. And his chosen with gladness. Woo! I want to live in the joy. I want to walk in the joy. And the peace and the victory and gladness in my heart. I'm here to tell us all this is our day. And all he's asking is that you praise him while he works for you. Remember this concerning what you're going through. God said to tell you this morning, it's a setup for a takedown. Let's all stand together. Can we just praise him with a hand clap as we end together? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for this body of people. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Lord, I thank you, God, that we're going to continue to walk in victory. We're going to declare victory over our lives. And Lord, we're going to praise you and thank you. Even when the circumstances show something totally different, when the situation looks dire, we're going to just praise you. And Lord, you'll give us the battle plan. If we're to be a part of it, God, then you'll show us what our part is to do. But God, if you want to, God, we're just going to praise you and you're going to do your part. And so I thank you today. You lead us from this house. Direct our steps this week. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, what you're going to do this very week as we go about our way, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for blessings in abundance. Help us to walk in obedience to your voice and to the leading of your word. And so I praise you. Bring us back safely Wednesday night and on Sunday. And I give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Amen. Let's just greet one another as we leave today. Somebody's got something here. All right. Thank you for getting my attention. All right. You need a microphone. Give me a microphone. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn it on.
Symbolization. You walk and everyone files this way and walks through the valley, walks through what you need. Basically do as the Israelites did. Walk into it. Walk into what he has for each and every one of you.
Yes.
But it starts with you coming through.
Yes.
We follow you because you are our shepherd.
Yes. Yes.
As they followed Moses.
Yes. Amen.
We follow you.
All right. You want to walk?
Everyone, follow this way. Jesus. Down this side. Walk it through it into your promised land.
All right, let's declare it. So, did Sister Belinda, before we do, did you have a testimony? All right, we're going to do it. Let's just give Sister Belinda just right quick. It's all right.
It's all right. Okay. I thank God that my friend is doing very good today. He's home already. He was having a lot of medicine.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, but he's doing better. He's eating more.
Yeah.
And I really thank God he heard my prayers.
Amen. He did.
He did. And I'm so happy that I was crying because he heard him. And this is my first time talking on the microphone.
She wanted to testify of God answering her prayer. All right. All right. Let's walk. Okay. We're going
to. Glory.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
He ate his Wheaties.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our head held high. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God.